Well, howdy there, my fellow preppers. This is Prepper Patty coming at you with another episode of the Prepper Patty podcast. Today's episode is all about water. Water everywhere. And trust me, we'll be making sure it's safe to drink. So, grab your canteens and let's dive into the importance of water in emergency preparedness. And I promise, we won't leave you high and dry. Sound effect of water dripping. Now, I know what you're thinking. Prepper Patty, why are we talking about something as basic as water? But hold on, folks, because when it comes to being prepared for any emergency situation, water is at the tippity top of the list. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a water enthusiast. Well, maybe a little. So sit tight, grab a drink, hey, make sure it's water, and let's splash into today's episode. Let's dive into the wonderful world of water. We all know that water is essential for life, but do we really know all the different sources of water available to us? Sure, we've got the classic tap water, but there's also rainwater, well water, and even the fancy stuff like mineral water and sparkling water. It's like a water buffet out there. Now let's talk about collecting water. No. I'm not suggesting we all become amateur rain dancers, but harvesting rainwater can actually be super helpful, especially for watering your garden or washing your car. And if you're feeling particularly self-sufficient, you could even look into setting up a system to collect and filter your own well water. Just imagine the satisfaction of sipping on a glass of water that came straight from your own backyard. So the next time you crack open a cold one, water, of course, take a moment to appreciate the various sources and collection methods that make it all possible. After all, water truly is the unsung hero of hydration. Cheers to H2O. All right, let's jump right into some purification pro tips. Now picture this. You're lost in the wilderness, parched and desperate for a drink. You stumble upon a murky puddle that looks straight out of a horror movie. But fear not, my friends, because I've got some tricks up my sleeve to help you turn that swamp water into a safe, refreshing drink. First up, we've got the tried and true method of boiling. Just like your grandma's stew, boiling water kills off all the nasty stuff that could make you sick. So, if you find yourself in a tight spot with some questionable water, just throw it in a pot, get it bubbling, and let it go for a solid minute or two. And voila, you've got yourself some purified H2O ready to quench your thirst. Now, if you're not the patient type, you might want to consider investing in a portable water filter. These nifty gadgets are like magic wands for your water. They strip away all the impurities and leave you with liquid that's cleaner than your conscience after skipping leg day at the gym. And finally, if you're feeling particularly resourceful, you can always fashion your own makeshift filter using some basic materials you can scavenge in the wild. I'm talking about things like sand, charcoal, and good old-fashioned ingenuity. Just layer them up in a container, pour your suspect water through, and watch in amazement as it comes out crystal clear on the other side. So there you have it, folks. With these purification pro tips in your back pocket, you'll never have to turn up your nose at a sketchy-looking water source again. Remember, when life gives you swamp water, just add a little purification magic and keep on sipping. All right, so we've established that carrying around a swimming pool in your bug-out bag is probably not the most practical idea. But fear not, my fellow water enthusiasts, because there are plenty of creative ways to stash water in limited space. Let's dive into some ingenious storage solutions that will have you prepared for any hydration emergency, no matter how restricted your space may be. First up, we've got the old-time classic, collapsible water containers. These nifty little guys can be packed down to a fraction of their filled size, making them perfect for stashing away in a tight spot. Plus, they're reusable, so you can feel good about minimizing your environmental impact while staying hydrated. Next, let's talk about leveraging vertical space. Wall-mounted water storage units can be a real game-changer when it comes to maximizing space. Whether it's a cleverly designed water bottle rack or a hanging bag system, There are plenty of options to help you make the most of your vertical real estate. And if you're feeling particularly crafty, why not consider repurposing household items as water storage solutions? Think outside the box, or the tank in this case, and you might just find that a seemingly unrelated item can serve as the perfect vessel for storing water. Maybe that old PVC pipe in your garage could be transformed into a water-carrying contraption with a bit of elbow grease and ingenuity. So there you have it, folks. When it comes to storing water in limited space, the possibilities are endless. Get creative, think smart, and remember that when it comes to hydration, every drop counts. Stay tuned for more water wisdom coming your way. Stay hydrated, not desperate. Strategies for ensuring access to clean water long term. All right, folks, we've come to the end of our water-filled adventure. Hopefully, you've picked up some valuable tips about staying hydrated and becoming a water-saving warrior. Now, let's talk about long-term strategies for ensuring access to clean water in a way that won't leave you feeling desperate. First off, let's keep supporting policies and organizations that prioritize water conservation and sustainable management. Whether it's through education, advocacy, or financial support, every little bit helps. And hey, if you want to go the extra mile, you can even join a water-saving superhero team. Capes optional. Another great long-term strategy is to invest in water-saving technologies for your home, like low-flow faucets, efficient irrigation systems, and rainwater harvesting. Not only will you be saving water and money, but you'll also earn the title of Captain Conservation among your friends and family. And finally, let's not forget about being mindful of our water footprint in everything we do. From the products we buy to the activities we engage in, every decision we make can have an impact on water resources. So, let's keep making conscious choices and spreading the word about the importance of water conservation. Well, folks, it's time to wrap up this watery journey. Remember, stay hydrated, not desperate, and keep spreading those positive water-saving vibes. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, keep making waves, pun intended. Goodbye, and stay refreshingly awesome, everyone.